And if he hasn't already got his name on the Coleman, this will make it increasingly hard, and he's kicked it beautifully.
To Ellis Yeoman, hand pass to Douglas, steps inside 50, lines up, and the crowd will tell us the story. He's missed.
Mm-hmm. Ball inside 50, Lysett, but a great mark by Cheney, going back with a flight.
Lysett not well on that knee.
Marston chips the ball for Yeo, and coming Brown, knocks the arms, and it didn't matter. Cripps got it and kicked a goal.
To Atkins, he can go all the way with two bounces, strolls to 40, chips towards goal, and bangs it through.
Here's Jetta with his pace, takes clean possession, snaps, and
he silenced the crowd. That's a great goal.
But a massive tackle that time by Jeremy McGovern on Mitch
brother.
McGovern. He buried his brother into the turf, caused the turnover out the back. Now Josh Hill will snap a goal. And Cheney will take the mark on the wing. His nickname's Fetter, Carl.
Fetter?
Fettuccine.
Kick for Kennedy, and he takes the mark.
He's kicked the ball pretty well. That is magnificent. He's even turned to the crowd and given them the old, yeah, yeah, baby.
Shepherd's playing a really good game. So is this man McGovern. Oh, hand pass not so great.
Here's the kick by Kennedy, and he has kicked three straight. Absolutely perfect.
Mitch McGovern was right there with him. Brad Crouch picked it up, through the traffic, put it on the boot, and snaps a goal.
Henderson kicks him off for Eddie, and Eddie finally has taken a mark.
Well, Eddie Betts's third possession is a goal.
Picked up by Walker. His kick not great. Shuey guards the ball with his body. Gaff, there's the siren. That's half time. Good game of footy here at Footy Park. Hope you're enjoying it here on 82 6PR. Footy, and for Parkwood Plumbing Centre located out there in Canning Vale, it is the West Coast Eagles who lead by only 11 points, and they've had a fair amount of the play in the first half. 7-9-51, play 6-4-40, it's 11 points to lead.
Daly with 4 points, he's got the goal. Well, there you go. No commentator's curse there. To Marston. To Hill. We got some running room. And he used it well to Lacroix, who runs into an open skull.
Delayed reaction from the umpire.
Oh, yeah,
there.
It was radioed down, that one.
I think it was high.
I reckon I called that about 30 seconds before
did.
It was paid.
Oh, this was it. It was radioed down at him.
Looping handball to Marston. Another loop in the chain. Hutchings will stroll into the open goal. And West Coast on fire in this third quarter.
Should
they
be
have
over, Adam.
Silenced the crowd here.
Clean, crisp, and two advantage is how I'd describe the Prittis. And passes, Kennedy kicks after the siren and nails the goal. He's got 4, plays on, Levy's hold, he's caught by Lacroix, he's through the ball, and he's gone! Lacroix has got him! Great tackle of the night there, Brad. We don't have an award for that, but that was a good one.
Is Tom Barras standing tall in defence for West Coast tonight?
Well, he's just, as I say, he's had the courage of a conviction. He backs himself, anything loose, he goes for it. Anything high, he goes for it.
Lining up for another, his goal kicking has been exceptional all night. And that is the case there. 5 goals for Josh Kennedy. Knocked down Wellingham. Shuey, that'll do it. A big win for the West Coast Eagles right on the eve of the finals. They guarantee themselves a home final. And they wait on other results to find out exactly how high up the table they'll finish. They're into the top 4 for the moment, West Coast. We'll wait and see if they stay there. But a big win away from home. Shell-shocking the Crows. 14-16, 100 to Adelaide, 10-11, 71.
See if they've got their DVD, CD here, Adam, for the Eagle supporters.
Just found it.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here to show you why. We're the big.